Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
If you like a lot of wrestling on YouTube, by Cop Blizzard. Hello and welcome to the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
What's that?
Blizzard, gaming company. They've been pro-China and that. And everyone doesn't like China at the minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you joined the military?
No. Whoa. They like China.
Not the Chinese government.
It's just they don't like being able to criticize them because as wrestling fans, we like the ability to say that's not very good.
Did WWE try and buy them as well?
Yes.
They tried to buy everyone this week,
haven't they? Tom Campbell. All right. Tom Campbell has a line that I'm going to say at this podcast. It's Steel Lawless Thunder. He said, do you think Triple H? They rang him up and says, are you interested in buying a Japanese wrestling company? He went, Noah. He went, all right, we'll buy Noah. God, I hope the video's... Please, Jesus, let Tom Campbell's video come up before this. He will literally kill me. Anyway, join us always by Ross.
Hello, Matthew.
Jack.
It was very good, that from Tom.
And the Marco stunt of this podcast, except that he has a fan base, Puppet Chat.
That's a joke. Disrespectful.
Poor Marco.
I've read Reddit. Anyway, how the hell are you both? Or should we just get right to news? Because there's so much.
There's a lot. It's going to be a long podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Again,
I don't care how you're doing. Yeah. Let's move on. In the news, Eric Bischoff. Hope you weren't too attached. He's no longer with WWE.
Oh, my God.
Clearly a scapegoat that man was, wasn't he? My opinion. My hack theory.
For what, 3 weeks?
Four months. It's been four months. Four long months, apparently. I couldn't believe that when I saw that on Twitter. 4 months ago, him and Heyman were appointed in their executive director roles.
Okay. After being replaced as SmackDown executive director by Bruce Pritchard. Uh-oh.
Big pop on the podcast.
The Brother Love Pop.
There it was, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it.
Walks in the creative room for the first time.
Anyway, speculation that Bischoff was always going to be a fall guy. And what makes you say that then?
I don't know. I'm just going off what people say who maybe have more of a clue than I do. Should have more of a clue than I do because I've got zero clue. But like Bischoff wasn't even involved in creative decisions or anything like that, and he's sat there being the executive, the link to Vince McMahon, and he's not having to say in anything major that happens on TV. I think it was just put as a figurehead, just to take the fall when things weren't going very well. But now he's out and Bruce is there. Will Bruce go in 4 months' time? I hope so, for the sake of something to wrestle with.
But they did that. They literally did that in what was it? 2005 or whenever they got rid of him. No, earlier than whatever. He was the GM of Raw. Mm. That's literally the storyline they did. Are they literally doing storylines with people backstage?
The trial of Eric Bischoff happened backstage this week, did it?
Hey, Vince, rings are down. That Bischoff.
I wonder what was like the spark that made them go, right, get out. Like, do you think there was an actual moment? Do you think it's because the draft didn't go very well?
They watched SmackDown.
I reckon Bischoff was behind STD, and I reckon that was it.
I reckon The Rock was behind that.
Yeah, so do I.
All right, okay.
I'm trying to think of what utterly bad... It's all on Raw, isn't it? The really, really bad stuff's on Raw.
Well, it's going through a stage where it's resetting itself for the 10th time this year, so it's not going to be great at the minute. But yeah, there's not one thing I went, wow, this is so bad. Bischoff should go.
Yeah.
Can't talk, sorry. But I'm very confused because wrestling's changing so much. You mean to tell me there's cooking in wrestling, C-U-C-K, and Bischoff isn't around?
Oh, my God.
Like, he was around during that Gold Club
thing. Can you imagine? Next week,
Rusev
reveals it was just an elaborate wife swap thing.
I think, was it?
The week after Eric went.
Yeah, we removed Bischoff now that he didn't like the rib. Finally got it. It's like, oh, you're making fun of me. Oh, right.
Do you think he went, like, they're like, Eric, you've got 3 minutes to get out of the building. He's like, did someone say it?
No, Bischoff was serious. WWE attempted to buy Pro Wrestling Noah, as brought to you by Tom Campbell. According to Meltzer on a recent episode of Wrestling Observer Radio, where we get all our news from, instead of launching the new NXT Japan brand from scratch, WWE tried to purchase the faltering Pro Wrestling Noah promotion with the aim of using the existing brand as a launch pad for their new venture. Mm. And what did they say?
Noah!
No.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
It's all right, John.
No, go away, man. That's what I reckon they said.
Yeah, work experience lad was in.
out of the four big men's Japanese promotions, so New Japan, All Japan, Dragon Gate, Noah, is Noah the worst of the four, or is All Japan business-wise at the minute?
I thought you were the Puro expert.
I'm not a Puro expert.
All I know is Big Japan and Freedoms.
Right.
Neither of which were bought.
Because WWE did have a link to Noah, didn't they, when they gave them... They gave them Kenta for a bit before he went to New Japan. Didn't they loan him? I think they loaned him for a match or two.
Did they? I have no idea about that.
I think they did. I think he might have even wrestled...
Was it not some anniversary show or something?
Something like that.
They loaned him back to the company.
Did he? He might have even wrestled Mara Fuji, although that could be wrong. But anyway, they loaned him back for like a match or two when he was still at Itami. Yeah. And so there was a link there, but now it seems like they're trying to buy them. Apparently it's really hard to... break well, obviously, because there's so many promotions in Japan, but the mainstream wrestling in Japan is all WWE main roster stuff. So for them to go, here's a new indie promotion, everyone will go, no, right. We just want to see like Roman Reigns and that. So it's weird.
I'm going to preface this, right? I've got no clue about Japanese wrestling whatsoever, not a bit. Why don't they just set up a dojo? Surely the WWE brand will attract people to go and train there.
I think, as you said, if Roman Reigns is training.
No, as in new wrestlers.
You know, am I right in thinking in Japan you have your dojo and that's where your talent pool largely comes from?
Yeah.
Why don't they just set
some
their
of
own,
them?
Why don't they just set
other times
dojo?
They set a promotion and go, do you want booking?
Yeah. Why don't you set up a dojo? Martin Kirby's out there. There's a start for you.
Maybe they want to do it faster. Maybe that would take years.
Because if it's anything like the films I've seen, a rival dojo come smash
their stuff up. There'll be a tournament and they've got to all learn how to fight.
Ted Turner and his ninjas. Actually, I like the idea of this.
Yeah, really,
you know what? NXT Japan could be a good thing. Bushiroad, or their subsidiary Kicks Road, have bought Stardom. It's been all over my Twitter this week, and I've not really been paying much attention. Bushiroad also owns New Japan. Apparently, they want to try to build the popularity of the Stardom brand, similar to the resurgence of New Japan. There are no plans in place for the two to merge, but the door is now open for that in the future. I was kicking off with... I've already forgotten all the names. Ice Ribbon. Someone left Ice Ribbon... He said that gave their immediate notice and then joined Stardom the next day when they hadn't properly. They were like, wait, you're just leaving? We've not noticed. And then this happened. So it's like, they must have known about that.
Ice Ribbon's the one with the massive pandas, is it? Maybe? I'm not sure where the massive pandas are. It seems like a DDT thing, actually.
It does.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I don't know.
It seems like Stardom's going to get a bit more clout behind it.
But do you think we're going to get finally, after all those sweaty Twitter people, the New Japan Women's Division?
Apparently not, but it is a possibility for the future. But I don't know what would be better for the women's wrestling scene in Japan, whether there was a women's division at New Japan or just to strengthen the biggest women's promotion.
Have a showcase match on the big shows.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'd do.
Twinkle Cave's your aunt.
I know what that means.
Someone had me on our stream this week. I thought Nikki Bella actually said that, but it just turns out he was getting round our super chat censorship.
How creepy would that
what
be?
What a bastard.
Twinkle, twinkle, little cake. Right, anyway, yeah.
Speaking of which, Mike Kanellis requests his release from WWE. And like most things he's requested from WWE, he didn't get it.
I know. Oh, God.
Do you reckon this is storyline? Because Leo Rush was straight on Twitter going, your kid might not even be your kid and stuff like that.
Leo's got a history of responding to real stories in kayfabe. When Emma
got fired.
That was always weird because I thought, surely everyone knows it's his character saying this. And even Bray Wyatt was like, no, sorry. Real Bray Wyatt is not going to take this.
It's Wyndham Rotunda here.
You may know me for such roles as Bray Wyatt and The Fiend.
He's got his Instagram, and he is Wyndham.
Oh, nice.
I follow him.
Which one? Bowser.
Not a Wyndham Rotunda.
Not Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda.
Oh,
it's called the Wyndham Rotunda.
I can't hear Wyndham, nothing Barry.
I know it's hard, isn't it? And Rotunda without.
I can't think. Yeah. Hangman Page as well. I think of him straight away.
Why?
Just because they say it a lot, don't they, on the show?
What
reminds me a lot of Barry Wyndham.
It is the Southerners who love.
Famous cowboy actor Barry Wyndham, whose family were arrested for making counterfeit money. as I found out. Really? One of the reasons he kept on couldn't return the wrestling because he needed it after that.
Hangman. Wow.
Anyway, great, what a great storyline. Mike Kanellis, I am only 34 years old, Christ, and feel I have way too much left in the tank. Working one day a week is not just going to cut out for me. I came to WWE to work, and that opportunity does not exist right now. Maria says she supports her husband, also confirms that she hasn't asked for her own release.
Yeah, she didn't ask for her.
Why don't... Do you think that's their plan? Look, I'll go do it, and I'll get it just to screw you over.
What, get what?
If Maria asks it, they go, yeah, sure, you can leave.
Yeah.
And then Mike goes, what? And they go, ha, ha, ha.
I feel bad. What, this policy now of not releasing anyone. I like Mike Kanellis, and I think he's good when he's got a chance to actually wrestle and not be in stupid storylines.
He's a good character.
Yeah, but... Is he going to be the sort of person who AEW would sign and he'd like help tilt the war in their favor? Why is WWE so scared of releasing certain people? Do you think it's just a policy change now? They just don't release people.
I think it's related to some of the news. This is non this thing to do with the draft. The Usos haven't been on TV since the DUI.
Yeah.
And if you have 10,000 people under contract, you don't notice until someone points out that they're not there.
Yeah.
So
maybe Kanellis should just do on, like, you know, a Peep Show episode where David Mitchell just Mark just. Like, pisses all over the office and the desk of his boss. If he went into Vince's office and did that, he'd get released from his contract straight up.
What? It's not piss. First episode of that show I ever saw.
So good.
Well, I mean, it's the greatest thing right now that's funnier in real life than it is on TV because, sorry, they signed up. Well, we finally signed you both. Great. By the way, I'm pregnant. And he's like, okay, cool. We're definitely not going to put issue with this useless angle and make you wait one day a week. And it's obviously it's funny as well because he did this. Like, the day after, it was 205 Live, where he shows up at the very end to, like, cost Akira Tozawa with a win. So it's like, aha, I'm back. I'd like to request my release. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, God, there's been a lot of other news this week. As we just came to record this, for a change, news hasn't happened immediately after recording the podcast. Alicia Fox.
Oh, yes.
Been released.
Well, she's been...
Officially?
She's been... I don't, unless you've seen a different report. Is this a
I listen to Pachiti. I got him on his
right.
phone. So don't tell me he's fibbing.
She's been moved to the alumni section of WWE.
Oh, so they've actually officially announced it?
Not that I've seen, but Pachiti might have done it. I don't think so, though. I don't think so.
Oh, in that case.
But everyone's...
Her condition has been upgraded to maybe employed. Breaking news.
She's been moved to the alumni section, and everyone's now going, like, does this mean she's been quietly, like... It was weird on that reunion, or was it Raw? Yeah, the Raw reunion when she was just in the ring with the veterans. All of like the,
the legends, you mean?
The legends, sorry, not the veterans.
The legend veterans.
She is a veteran.
No, she is a legend.
Yeah,
she's
and a veteran.
The veterans are on the game, the legend DLC. That's the difference. So,
I'm going to miss her Northern Lights suplex.
It is the best in the business. Best ever.
The best bridge since the one down the road.
Me and Ross were saying that for years, and then Dave Meltzer said it, and we were like, what? Yeah, I know.
Big Dave listens to us. And he goes, I didn't say that.
I think it's just evident that she's got the best Northern Lights suplex in the biz.
It is incredible. Like,
yeah.
Rest in peace, Northern Lights suplex.
She also was like the kryptonite to Ronda Rousey. Do you remember that?
Yeah. She used to no-sell her fan.
No-sold her husband that one time. That helped things.
It was during was it during one of those Under Siege when Becky Lynch got punched in the face?
Yeah, one of them.
And, Alicia Fox it can't have been that one because I think they were both on Raw, but there was a big brawl with all the women's division. Mm-hmm. And it was when Ronda was like mega unbeatable Ronda. Alicia Fox just drags her out of the ring and throws her into the crowd barrier. And we were like, whoa, no one could lay a hand on her. What's happened?
And also, if she has gone, thank you very much for the Noam Dar thing.
I like that. The last Alicia Fox we saw, I was quite on board with me. I thought she was very entertaining.
Crazy Alicia Fox.
Crazy Fox.
Now like I break up with me. Someone did a video with that with just a Dalek saying it. And it's like, yeah, you can see it.
There was that weird hat thing in the Royal Rumble with Maria.
That just did not work.
No.
Like Maria and her husband, it just did not work.
Oh, but Alicia can work. Part of the best match of all time against Melina. Have you seen Tough Enough?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
What?
Anything else we're missing off? Seems there's just way too much TV, and that counts as news.
Let's get onto the TV. Yeah, business. Let's get to it. I know it's a Hall of Fame next.
Of course it is.
Just done it again.
Everyone's favourite. Breaking news. Don't cut the camera.
We're going to talk about the draft later on, but WWE accidentally released the draft order in
Someone
the draft order.
Someone told me
order.
That, yeah.
It was on Raw,
like two things.
But it was on WWE.com.
Like the weekend before Raw.
Like, here's who's eligible in the first pool, because you know I got split into two pools. And they were like, here's the first pool. And then about five names in on Friday night, everyone was like, this is the same order as the list they released. Someone was meant to alphabetize it, apparently, and then just didn't. And then they were just like, they just when they just published the actual order.
But then the SmackDown one would have been great because listed on the, like, the Raw one was published, the SmackDown one was there, like the pool for SmackDown. Yeah. Titus O'Neil was fourth, but it never happened, and it was devastating.
Oh. Bait and switch again.
Bastards, if you didn't point that out, people at home, Titus would have been the fourth pick on Friday.
Apparently there's been a huge trade. Alexa and Nikki are now back on
SmackDown. After being traded alone,
yep.
Even though tag teams counted as one pick, and then separate rounds, they got picked separately.
And they've traded them back.
So back as a tag team. Picks. Back as a tag team to SmackDown. And then they had additional picks announced on Wednesday, where the only free agents left now, by my maths, is Matt Hardy in the AOP.
Yes.
But then Dave Meltzer said the AOP are going to Raw anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So it's just Matt.
Matt Hardy's on his own.
He's the last kid in PE.
Let's see. Yeah, the kid with the hip fused to his spine. Yeah. You could be in goal. Also, even funnier than that, did you see the video they did with Triple H announcing it? Who lit that?
What was
I've not seen it, no. Was that on the backstage?
The NXT thing. He's lit. He looks like uncooked pork. It's the worst thing I've seen production-wise of WWE.
Poor Kunda.
Poor what?
My voice went a bit. Can we maybe cut?
I think it's fine to leave it.
I don't know.
Let's just cut the camera there.
Everybody get excited for the Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
Now it's time for everyone's favourite segment, the Hall of Fame. In condescending order,
all right.
Germany, 10%. You racist bastards. Go live in Bulgaria. Colleen Rooney, 34%.
I can't believe Colleen's not won. That was a huge story.
That was a big thing to a very small bunch of people, it turns out. Who?
Why?
Because apparently...
No, it was international news.
Yeah, but apparently wrestling fans watch this podcast for some reason. Because, in the first place, with 55%, Darby Allin's skateboard attack. Fantastic.
All right.
Great.
Very deserving.
Super. Fantastic.
Lovely jubbly.
I want to nominate. What's just happened?
The elephant in the room.
If it makes the cut, that. If it doesn't make the cut.
Makes the cut. No one's making any money off this one. Anyway, let's carry on. You nominated that.
You go first.
Oh, I'll go with one. I know yours will blow mine out the water, but I very much enjoy these wrestlers that really get what social media is about and do a good job of it and make you think about them even when your phone's not on. So I'm putting in Danhausen. The wrestler on Twitter who wears the scary face from The Exorcist and just does a very good job of putting himself out there. Mm. I was actually hoping that when he was going, oh yeah, I know him.
I've never seen him at all.
Bollocks.
But you're going to wait.
He's out there further now, though. You mentioned him on the
yeah, there we go. See, now I realise the bubble is this big.
The illustrious Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast.
Just the rubby need. But yeah, he's been teaming up with other people.
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, Danhausen. He's making a little
he
team.
Is he WXW?
No.
He just had a German
because it sounds like Alberhausen. So we're actually really amused because we all changed our Twitter handles like Matthew and Alberhausen. I was going to think we're frigging fans of his. So
who does he wrestle for?
I don't know. I've never seen him wrestle.
Which scene is he part of?
No idea, but he's teaming up with Warhorse and, what's his name, Effie.
Oh, I've seen Effie on Twitter.
I've seen Effie. You know Effie? Good, he's nothing like Effie.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'll save it for another week.
Okay.
If we're another anonymous person,
what
not getting
what sort of stuff?
It's just the videos he does. Reenacted the Predator handshake. Where the cut and like his shirt was off, he cut back and his shirt was back on.
Okay.
Because he was that manly, it removed his clothes. That's and stuff like that.
I saw one shared on, it wasn't him, but I saw one shared on Reddit, a funny tweet from another man who's really good at Twitter, Chuck Taylor.
Oh,
it was
my
an old
God.
One. An old one from 2018 had been shared on Squared Circle, and it was just.
Go on.
Cornette.
Yeah, it was like
yeah,
Cornette one.
Yeah, Cornette was like, he's talking about some, Hillbilly Jim, I think. He's like, I like Hillbilly Jim, but there's another Kentuckian that I hate who's. Disrespect in wrestling or something like that.
And what did Chuck Taylor say?
Is it Ricochet? It's just fantastic.
Okay, well, that's my Hall of Fame picked. Absolutely no applause whatsoever for what it deserves. Jack, what have you got?
The rapper Nas.
Nas.
Nasty Nas.
Yeah,
Nas. From the 90s.
From the 90s.
Yeah. Oh.
Did he do the song?
It's not Nas.
N-I-N-E.
I don't know.
N-I-N-E. Might have been him. I don't know.
I'm not a...
Go on, why aren't you...
Well, I've been watching a lot on Netflix about stuff about... There's loads of stuff on there about, like, the East Coast, West Coast, 90s hip-hop scene and all that. And there's, like, documentaries and murder mystery stuff and all that. And And I just feel like it's always between Biggie and Tupac, isn't it? Everyone's like, who's better, Biggie or Tupac? Well, I think Nas is better, right? And I'll tell you for why. What are you doing?
Why? I'm just looking up to make sure I've got the thing in my head going.
Nas?
Yeah.
Well, he does New York State of Mind.
Yeah.
Life's a Bitch.
Yeah.
The other one.
Right. That's him.
What's the other one? The World Is Mine.
Yeah.
World Is Yours.
Yeah. Illmatic.
Ether.
I remember him now, yeah.
The one where he ripped Jay-Z a new anus hole with the second best diss track ever. Anyway, I just think he's probably better than those two. And no disrespect to the dead and all that, but if they hadn't died, I think Nas would still be regarded as the better of the three. Have you got a particular affinity for
No,
one?
It was just you saying, no disrespect to the dead.
No disrespect to Tupac and Biggie, of course. Okay. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. But I don't know. I just wanted in particular your opinions on this.
I know all about these Coast
West. We both enjoy a bit of a rap song when it comes on in Rise, don't we?
What have you done to me?
I don't know.
We both do. I'm not that familiar with Nas, I'll be.
Are you not? Tupac or Biggie? Ring you bring in?
If I had to pick one, I'd say Biggie.
Because of the fun pop songs that he did.
Basically.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo.
He's my favourite member of the New Day as well.
Yeah.
But you know. But yeah, but it's, again, I'm not a huge rap guy. Please don't think that.
I
am to rap what I am to friggin' Yoshi Promotions Japan right now. So, but I mean, I like a song that comes on.
Okay, I'm going for Nas. Like I think
Wu-Tang
he mixes
or
the ODB.
Certain ODB member song that comes on at Rise every week that we sing along to.
Da-ding. Ding, ding. Right, mine's Nas or Nas. Or whatever.
Sorry, I'll also interrupt then to continue this rap discussion, which I shouldn't be doing.
Oh, God.
What's your number one?
Rapper ever?
No. Or you said that was the second best.
Hit him up. Tupac.
Oh, okay, right.
Not one by KSI or the Sidemen.
No, none of that, no.
I like that one by Logan Thingy Me.
Oh, my God.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't.
Good. Just clarify, Jesus. Because you know someone's going to take that out of context. I love... No, I'm not going to say it.
What's your number one diss track ever?
Oh, it's going to be... Because it was B-Boy's theme in CZ Dub. Eazy-E.
Right.
Real...
American.
M-A-F-N-whatevers. So I can't do any of the lyrics right now on the song, but it's a good song.
Fair enough.
Because I like Eazy-E, because he sounds like a guy.
I don't like Eazy-E.
Are you not?
No.
Oh.
He's the Spike Dudley of the NWA. Hey.
He's trying to keep
That's
it
good, actually. I like that comparison. Yeah.
Because he was little.
Yeah. And he died a lot. Ross. I'm sorry.
I'm going for WWE 2K, me.
All of them or the new one?
Just the people who put together... Let's forget about the bullying thing. that can burn in hell, that thing. Whoever, first of all, created that and then pitched that and then whoever signed that off and then whoever programmed it, all of those people can get in the bin. But I'm on about the people who are putting together the entrances and all of the funny stuff.
Wait, what bullying thing?
There's a story.
Oh, you're not saying...
I thought you meant everyone bullying them for like...
No. It's warranted. Bully them all you want. Yeah, there's a storyline in the whatever career mode or whatever.
Oh, yes.
This wrestling game for wrestling fans have wrestling fans being bullied. It's ready to rumble all over again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... That's when she...
In this canteen. I'm going to murder me gran.
She's going to give her bed sores because she's going to cross out the information on the chart.
Those people, if you're watching, bin for you. I'm on about the people who just have phoned it in completely this year. They've gone, there's something big happened where they've left something or other. They've left THQ or whatever.
Something's clearly happened. Something bad has happened with them.
And they've just provided me personally, I don't know about you, with so many wonderful moments this past week, from Bailey's entrance to Bianca Belair's hair.
Oh, what's Bailey's entrance up like?
The wacky inflatable, just go, woo.
I like Trent Seven's character model.
All the character models that look horrible. It's unbelievable. And if you do, don't pay the money for it, I would say.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I wouldn't power my cash for that.
God.
But, they've been down this week and rightfully so. But to pick them back up again, we're going to give them a backhanded nomination for the prestigious Cultaholic Hall of Fame.
I'm not a big 2K gamer, but I have paid more attention to WWE 2K in this past week than I have.
Are you saying it's on purpose?
Might be, but I know.
They're doing it for their hits.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're gonna release
point
the,
ahead.
They're going to release the best looking game we've ever seen. It's going to be amazing.
Because people have been saying, come on, guys. Have you ever heard of a day one patch? I'm like, that's some patch. Fix everything. God. But yeah, so those are the picks. Danhausen.
Nas.
That's right. All of Nas or just...
Ilmatic. No, just early. Just NAS.
Okay, fantastic. And
WWE 2K. I should say, I have enjoyed the games of the past few years. Just, you know, this one's been highlighted as being bad in certain areas.
It's funny.
It is
those
funny.
Certain areas. All the areas. And if you'd like to nominate any of those to be in the prestigious Cultaholic Hall of Fame, then you can go to
patreon.com/cultaholic. Managed not to swear at the end of this.
Well done, Jack. Well done.
Cheers, mate.
This is This Week in the Wrestling. It's This Bloody Week in the Wrestling.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Slim.
Thank you, Jen, for that lovely intro. Yeah, this is The Week
in
Wrestling.
It was Jen's intro again, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We just heard
I hope she showed it to Bret Hart.
Oh, sorry?
She's been on tour with Bret Hart this week for Inside the Ropes, and I hope she showed him that little intro, and Bret was said, that's 4 out of 10. 4 stars, sorry.
Yeah, whatever. She went, look at this intro. You went, you know what, Bill Goldberg, I can't believe he should be up.
I was going to do a tweet yesterday, and I bottled it because I thought I might get flack. I thought people might twist it into I had a microwave Jalfrezi in the office, right? And I was really thirsty afterwards, and I had the tweet written, and I just thought, I'm not pressing send. It was, had a microwave Jalfrezi, and now I'm thirstier than Twitter when Jen posts a selfie. Because she gets a lot of lads in the comments, didn't she? Being like, you know, you are proper fatty. I don't know why I went for like,
I wish they would say that.
All right.
Normally goes a lot.
Some hills and valleys on you.
I didn't want, because I could just see people replying, being like, forgetting that me and Jen actually are friends outside of on camera. And
no, it's because
like,
you're jealous that they aren't saying it to you.
Oh, I thought they'd say that.
Yeah, surely there's enough people doing that with you.
I thought they'd also say stuff
same
like,
age.
I thought also they'd say stuff like, oh, you've devalued her skills as a presenter and stuff. I thought, I'm just not going to do it. I just was worried about that, you know, because...
She's turned the creeps against us.
So I've just said it on here instead, where I can explain myself in more characters than on Twitter.
Sometimes you need to, because sometimes when you tweet these things, what did someone say recently? You're playing in the theatre of the mind. It can sound a lot more different.
Yeah.
As I found out, and I've said stuff like, hey, this thought, and people going, what?
Yeah.
Cool, not tweeting that. What we'll be tweeting about is SmackDown from nearly a week ago, so let's refresh our memories. It's a more digested version than last week's.
Yeah, last week's was way too...
Tolkien version.
We've just gone for, like, the big things that happened. Yeah, yeah. We're not going to say, like...
They have to be brief on this episode.
We're not going to talk about, like, Ricochet beating... Who did he wrestle?
Himself. Shelton. In that video.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he wrestled Shelton.
He did, but we're not going to talk about that.
Rollins versus Reigns determine who gets the first pick on the very prestigious draft pick where there was a CGI robot NFL player. I couldn't tell if it was CGI or not, because they even packed the guy in the bat. I'm like... Is it CGI? Or is it
all of that? Model? All of that can get in the bin with the 2K people, as far as I'm concerned. I know they've paid $1.5 billion, so maybe what I'm about to say is stupid. But the contempt Fox have shown professional wrestling with those backstage war rooms is disgusting. The tone was all wrong, wasn't it? There they are building their rosters to validate their big investments and the future of their networks or whatever I'm trying to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I go with
and
you
then
mean.
They're just having a piss up. There's a guy looking at peacocks. And I realise that's a that's a something to do with the USA Network. Someone explained to me, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Peacocks are important at the USA Network, but still.
Oh.
I wanted to be more. Sure. I wanted Heyman versus Bischoff from back in the day when they were starting any scrapping.
Well, there's one issue with that, but
well, yeah.
Well, yeah. But why didn't? Why did they think we'd be invested in? I think you said it last week, even or the week before. Like, are wrestling fans going to be interested in a room of execs from either network?
Yes.
USA versus
when they're
Fox?
Funny. Ha! Did you see that man on the bottom pulling his funny faces every time there was a pick made?
No.
And the robot, and then people going, I'm on the phone.
None of the commentators acknowledged there was a giant effing NFL robot. That annoys me. Because then you're going, can I see this? Am I supposed... Oh, God, what's happening?
Like when Orton saw Undertaker in the mirror. Or was it his dad? He saw his own dad with bleeding during that feud with Taker.
Like Tony Soprano seeing Big Pussy looks and he's gone. That's the name of the guy.
Oh, right.
He liked cats.
I've never watched Dead
Soprano. I could tell by that look he's giving me, bless you.
Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
Yeah, we could keep the language down, that would, Jack. The Fiend interferes and drags Rollins under... This was all over the place, wasn't it? Drags Rollins under the ring, but he escapes. It's a DQ win for Rollins, but then Reigns is also gone. So it gave me the impression that Reigns had been taken, but he just buggered off. Bit clunky.
Reigns saw hotboxing, thought, oh...
Nuts to this.
Diving. Oh. Nuts to this. He's
don't fail me now.
2016, back again.
DQ win for Rollins, so Raw gets a very first pick. Becky Lynch, as predicted correctly by this podcast. Well done, lads.
We did, but the pool system ruined the draft for me because the number one pick isn't really the number one pick because you've halved the pool for no reason, just so that Raw and SmackDown. Why didn't they just do it on one night? Because there's two different networks, I know, but...
Because the prestigious Fox and UPN, or whatever network it is. UPN, sorry, I've been doing the SmackDown thing with Tom. USA Network, blah, 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 something. SmackDown's first pick is Roman.
Yeah.
Who's done sod and all for about 2 months. So good choice, lads.
He saw off that red tree.
He ran like bloody hell when he saw the Fiend, so he's already smarter than Rollins.
He isn't SmackDown's biggest acquisition, though. We know that's Elias. From that episode of SmackDown.
Did he go to SmackDown, Elias? He was right at the end on one of the nights.
Oh, I don't know where Elias has gone.
It would be a shame if he didn't go to SmackDown.
Yeah, because I remember someone tweeting, oh, better let's see what's happening. Oh, guess what, lads? USA Network's got Elias. Heyman and Lesnar hype the match of Kane Velasquez at Crown Jewel. Rey and Kane come out, and they show footage of Kane beating Lesnar in UFC about 10 years ago. Kane says he'll give Brock a matching scar on the other face of his face. Says here, rock on, dude. And in fairness, though, this actually was good because they showed that's the scar he's got. It then cut the close up with Lesnar's face. Goes, oh, yeah, Kane gave him that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is good. All right, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Long term booking.
But realize this is the UFC version of Hogan wanting Warrior back in 98 just so he can get his victory back.
Maybe, yeah.
That's how I'm seeing it.
Kane's going to win, though, isn't he?
No.
Do you think? Oh. It could happen, though.
He signed a multi-year deal.
Yeah.
Strike the island while it's tepid. That's the saying, isn't it?
You know what?
Yeah, you remember Kane Velasquez? Literally, from 10 years ago.
It would be crap if like Kofi had worked for 11 years to become WWE champion and then Velasquez comes in with 3 weeks of wrestling training and just immediately.
But like Velasquez
gets the belt.
Is big. And,
yeah.
And MMA is better than wrestling. It's so cool.
All right, Noki. Yeah.
And WWE literally just took him from AAA.
Yeah.
And AAA was like, don't we have a contract? We have no idea. We've got the paperwork around here somewhere. We know, lads, honest. Number three, Bayley. Oh, here we go. The reason to watch your show. Bayley has a new heel haircut.
She does.
That you only ever see on Angry Women at Chops and sci-fi films. She murders the wacky, waving, inflatable, arm-flailing tube men.
She killed them.
With a spiky bit of whateverness.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know what it was, but I did something that I didn't tweet. And I'm glad I didn't because I'm a very polite person. I'm saying, look, if you were stuck fuming with Charlotte, you would hate plastic as well.
Oh, my God.
It's a good job I didn't tweet that or say that, because that would be a horrible offensive thing to say to someone.
Jesus Christ.
It's very wholesome.
The thoughts of Matthew Gregg there, and I'm a cultaholic.
I think it's a good line. She beat Charlotte for the title, reversing the figure eight into a roll-up for three.
She pulled the hair as well, so it's a bit heelish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
Only,
good, you know
only
what,
bit
good.
Of a body that hasn't gotten... Anyway, yeah, it was a good match, yeah. It's a good image for Bayley.
It's a shame the 2K20 is already out of date, though.
Oh.
The tube men are doing that for no reason. No? They're all dead.
Well, it's okay because, you know, the human version of Bayley isn't in the game yet. So.
I think that this was good. And I can see why SmackDown might be, why Fox might be a little bit pissed off. Because they, last week on SmackDown, it was like, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, look at Becky and Charlotte. And now it's like, Raw have got both of those now, actually. But I'm glad that Bayley's got the SmackDown Women's Championship again.
Yeah. Let's keep all the comments on the draft until after Raw's finished. Oh, here's Raw.
Where's Sasha gone? SmackDown.
To the locker room to Sasha's cry on the floor Sasha's for hours, SmackDown. According Sasha's to Ryan Satan. She's still... This paper's actually got wet bits on it from where she's cried on it. God. It looked, it was on the internet. It must be true. Becky beat Charlotte with a roll-up.
I thought I should mention, just to discuss Bayley a bit more.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Saw an interview with her where she was like, I used to love Eddie Guerrero when he looked really disinterested in being at wrestling shows doing the wrestling. So maybe that's the type of heel she's going to be, like WCW.
Wait, is that what she said?
Yeah, she used to love how he used to hit, like, look like he hated being there. So maybe she's going to go down that route.
Maybe.
But I saw her heel entrance from a house show, and she's got Bray Wyatt's, like, noise.
Oh.
Like, it starts with our old Bayley theme, like the happy theme. Okay, and it goes, like Bray Wyatt's noise, and then it cuts to the new generic crap one. That doesn't really fit her at all.
So everyone's doing the Dolph Ziggler thing that Dolph Ziggler doesn't do anymore.
Whoop! That's that was a record scratch, apparently.
Yeah, a record, you know, whoop! LPs. That's all.
They got Ziggler as the rock. They started doing, like, a record.
Yeah, just no noise.
I'm here to show the world. And then silence. And then they just forgot about it when he came back.
But then it ended up being, like, a record scratch. He ended up having, you know, every good wrestling team's got, like, a sting at the start.
Yeah.
He ended up with, like, four stings. It was like... It was like record scratch, the music, and then I can't remember the way it ended up going, actually. Mm. I can't remember.
It's okay, Jack.
Didn't
we still
the Miz
love
end up with loads of stings as well?
Miz has got seven anyway, hasn't he?
Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Click, 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 click. And then all the crowd tries to time up with the, and they never do. They never get it right. And
he's
then
got
I came to
he's got
play.
Three stings, yeah.
Barrett had God save our, because he's British. And then it was
heartbeat.
And then the thing.
Do you know who had a really good one as well?
It was
Adam Pacitti, WCPW
general
manager.
Oh my God, it was my favourite theme. It fit his character so...
Already, I love it.
Like a heart, had a heart monitor.
It would build anticipation. It would build anticipation for roughly half an hour. Just this thing. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Are you ready?
Boom!
Boom! Ellie would come smiling.
Get up! It was like a POD song. It was amazing.
That is just... Okay.
He's going to be in the office now and be like, why are they singing my theme?
He's getting flashbacks. Thinking it's like,
you have mine, piss weak. Anyway.
Yeah. Boom! On Raw, Becky defeated Charlotte. Yes, Becky versus Charlotte again. And it started weirdly with Charlotte coming out and going, no, Becky, I don't want to fight. Sorry. Why even bother? And so Raw gets first pick again.
Becky
and they
rolled
go
her up again. She got rolled up twice in a few days.
Roll up. They go for Seth.
Keep rolling.
SmackDown gets Lesnar.
Yeah, probably a wise decision from Fox there, to be honest.
Those are two
if this
very,
was real.
They're two very based things. They're practically the same, right? Seth and Lesnar.
Hey, now, Seth's beat Brock twice this year.
He's the better wrestler.
The bigger draw and everything.
That's
all
right.
That business
That's
stuff.
Why he's not in a singles match. He is.
No, he's not anymore.
Yeah, I got confused.
Oh, no,
he wasn't
is
Team
now.
Hogan.
He's out of Team Hogan.
Oh, good.
He was the first pick for Team Hogan.
He was the captain.
Bollocks.
Yeah, he's like, yay!
Living the dream. This has been a very dispassionate episode of the podcast.
Viking Raiders defeated Bobby Roode and Ziggler to become new Raw Tag Champions. And this was a good thing.
New Raw Tag Champions. Tag.
Become new Raw Tag Team Champions.
Let us know, because in the different,
you can write it, you
can't in
the say
different
it.
Regions, right? I guess around the world it's called a different thing. But in the UK even, alone, it's called different things. Up in the Northeast, it's Tig, right?
Or Tiggy.
But everywhere else, like Tag or... Well, just the very
catchy kissy.
That's a different game entirely.
Maybe later. It.
It. Posh lads do it, don't they? Wait. No.
I've got that website. Become new Raw Tag Team Champions. And this was nice because they'd set it up. Viking Raiders had a few matches with Roode and Ziggler. And it's a long time, first time in a long time, that they've done the thing where they've beaten the Tag Team Champions in a non-title match, and they've been rewarded with a tag team match. And they beat them.
They did beat them, yeah.
It was nice and simple.
It was refreshing. Yeah. Normally, they would have lost that match, then waited until the pay-per-view.
Exactly. But they didn't do that. Just made sense because Viking Raiders have been winning match after match after match, looking very impressive. Mm. They've finally got something to do, and Rude and Ziggler suck.
But they're still a tag team, though. They got drafted to SmackDown together, which I hope the executives at Fox and the robot just split up that tag team and have them be singles wrestlers because the Bobby Roode's better off that way. Yeah. Don't know about Dolph. Dolph's broken, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a broken man.
But he's here to show the world.
But speaking about Raw, though, all the wrestling was good, wasn't it, just about, apart from the Lacey Evans bit, which made no sense. But I don't know if we're going to talk about that or not.
It's not the thing, but Lacey Team and Natalya.
We're talking about the important stuff. Of course, Lacey Evans. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to talk about
that. No, they'd won each other's respect. It's all right.
Yeah, Cesaro and Sheamus.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
But that was an actual program. This has just been a meaningless string of matches that nobody wanted to see.
Yeah.
But they've done like
welcome to Natalya.
They've done like nine of them. Oh.
Fury and Strowman signed the contract for Crown Jewel. Strowman smashes the table. Fury breaks a pen.
What was the pen about, right? He went...
He was taking the piss.
People have got that. Like, he can't break it, mate.
But then it's still not as impressive as smashing a table. Is it to show that he doesn't care and he's confident anyway?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Oh,
like,
right. Okay.
Like, I'm struggling. Oh, no, wait, damn.
Oh, no, wait, I'm Tyson Fury. Right. Well, I thought that was it. I thought it was way more impressive than smashing a table.
Most people can break a pen, can't they?
Eric Rowe can break a pen. Oh, that was a pencil. Sorry.
Easier.
That's even
easy mode. No, pencils are easier.
Depends. Yeah, if it was a Parker pen.
Oh yeah, right.
That's impressive. If it was just a standard biro,
that could be dangerous. The glass might. Oof.
Tyson Fury has to vacate lineal heavyweight championship after getting pen in eye. Also,
the ink could have flown into Braun Strowman.
Oh,
oof, right in the eye.
And the news came out that he was being paid. I saw two numbers, either 12 or 15 million.
Jesus.
For this, so it's nice that Tyson Fury is being a team player and taking a pay cut to be here.
He's going to win. Strowman's not going to win. Tyson's going to win.
It's great. All this match happening, we're talking about Twitter. None of the Saudi Arabia people are going to care because they're all going to be in there and they're the big beanbags.
There's a big boxing movement in Saudi Arabia at the minute with all the big fight. Like I was watching Amir Khan. Not because I care about Amir Khan, but he was just fighting in Saudi Arabia.
He won, didn't he?
It seems to be, yeah. So I reckon the boxer will probably beat the wrestler in Boxing City, Saudi Arabia.
I feel so bad for Strowman. He's like their go-to guy to have a celebrity match, get involved with these celebrities. And
he's going to have another match with Colin, isn't he? Because Colin was on Raw.
Oh, Colin. I ended up liking Colin, actually. Colin was a decent promo, and he had the exact same voice as Cody Rhodes. If you watch WrestleMania back, that pre-show Battle Royal, and he gets on the mic and he's like, this is my therapist, blah, blah, and his voice is literally Cody's voice. It's amazing.
Comedy has more than one royal family.
Saturday Night Live!
But I think it's funny that the Saudi Arabians are like, everybody's like, all right, Saudi Arabia, some of these people that you've requested are dead. Would you like Seth Rollins? Would you like the Roman Reigns? Got a few Mizzes buck around. And goes, oh, no, we'll just buy other sports that we like. We're literally so rich we can just fantasy book other things. So I wonder, once they've gone through all the boxes, once they request, Muhammad Ali and wants to break the news to them and all this, are they just going to move on to other things? And goes, right, Saudi Arabia, next year, Shawn Michaels returns to fight Batman. Like, what levels are we going to go with this? Because on one hand, it's like, oh, Saudi Arabia's so bad. But the other hand, if they're thinking outside the box, it's like, okay, yeah.
Oh, obviously, I'm like ethically opposed to the show and all that. But I'm looking forward to it from a car crash perspective because the card is ludicrous. The card's absolutely stupid.
Oh, from a Botchamania perspective, this is second Christmas. Bloody hell. Titus World Slide. Yes. Shawn Michaels return match where Kane's mask fell off, amongst other things.
Shane winning the World Cup.
I don't want to talk about that. And then the third event, Undertaker versus Goldberg. I love it. But it's the most wonderful time. Moving on to Raw. Rollins somehow invades the Firefly Funhouse and literally burns it down.
Hey.
And he is booed. Booed religiously by the crowd.
Who thought he would come out with that looking good in any way when he's destroyed the most popular thing in wrestling today?
So cool. He burnt it down. It didn't even work for Orton when he did it. Everybody
hated Orton. Orton's was different as well because that was a random shed in a field. This was a house in a street.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
He killed a rabbit. The rabbit wait, what?
The rabbit was his biggest fan as well.
Yeah, the rabbit liked
him. He killed him.
Yeah, the rabbit wore.
If you're a young child at home and you're a big fan of Seth Rollins, avoid that man. Like the
lock
plague.
Your doors.
He'll burn your house down.
But I thought he's the architect and he's burning things down.
I know, he's the
destroyer. That's how he makes money.
He's the he's demolition.
It's like Goldfinger's plot when he blows up the gold to make his own gold more valuable. That's exactly right.
Do you expect me to talk?
Neck, banging, neck.
What? Say again? But it would have been perfect if Ramblin' Rabbit had a sign that Seth isn't cool.
I was wondering when they were going to ruin the Firefly Funhouse, and the exact moment it was ruined for me is when another wrestler was able to just go backstage and step inside of it.
I thought it was a different realm.
Yeah, I thought it was only a place that Bray Wyatt knew where to go, but now it just turns out it was just a set backstage and they can walk in if they dare.
You know what? You know what it worked out? Seth came in and went, oh, it's not hot. There's no Hulkamaniacs here.
But I hope that, because there's rumours it's actually been like canned because Fox, because Bray's on Fox now, and they didn't want like their super spooky, not really real. But it's like, it's
wait till
it's
ratings come in next week and see if you want that back or not.
Wrestling.
But also, I looked at the YouTube clip, and I don't know if you can doctor ups and upvotes and downvotes, but it had like 29,000 upvotes or something, and like 5 down.
What, the YouTube, burning down the
phone? Yeah,
house?
And I thought it would be the other way around.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that. Is if that you can't doctor most disliked video in WWE,
although
if you can doctor them, I'd like to know.
But
yeah, I'd like to know as well.
But some of the comments were like clearly kids being like, "Yes, Seth's burned it down."
Oh God,
bloody kids!
Wrestling is stupid. Wrestling is for the kids.
That watch this show.
No, it's
bloody
not.
Kids.
Adults, right? Nuanced stories and stuff.
I want to watch the thing I watched as a kid, but still have it aimed at me.
Yeah, that's literally us, man.
Stupid kids.
You've just taken shots at the internet wrestling community, but accurate ones.
And I'm like, I'm like, oh, but Black Dynamite. I am also a part of the internet wrestling community. You not seen Black Dynamite?
No.
God, get that film watched, mate. Anyway, so to cover the draft, though, God, I was bored to hell watching so much. That's why I'm not going to cover it too much, but just so much the ridiculousness of Steph coming out and saying, well, this person's going to this thing. And also the ridiculousness of going, Daniel Bryan has been drafted from SmackDown to SmackDown. Mm. I'm like, cool. And also, they may have changed by the time this comes out, knowing how look. They've taken Eric Rowan from SmackDown, who's right in the middle of the Roman Reigns Daniel Bryan thing, and he's gone to Raw.
That's over now. That mystery solved.
But
it was Rowan all along, and Bryan wasn't involved at all. The lookalike, I don't know what that was about.
There's so many loose. It's like friggin' Twin
There's
Peaks.
There's no loose ends. They just beat them.
Where did Luke go? Luke was one of the tag-alongs that got drafted yesterday. Is where I sat here.
Yeah, but Harper's going to be on SmackDown going. Like,
is he on SmackDown now, Harper?
That's what I saw, yeah. Broken up, yeah.
Yeah, because they've officially split the team is what was the new thing I saw. So, like, Harper's going to go, all right, Daniel Bryan and Roman, we'll take... Wait, what?
Let's get Eric on the
phone. He's on Raw. Oh,
hello, crap. Eric. I've got a bit of an issue here on Friday night.
Hello, well, clone Eric.
And on that point as well, or to your point, as the WWE commentators always say now, have you noticed this? To your point as well, Corey. Like they say, to your point. It's like an often a link that Cole uses it quite a lot. Anyway,
I don't pay attention to
your point. Why is Rollins wrestling Wyatt again when they're on different brands? We got away from all that.
Because... Oh, it just says a giant money symbol.
Why would Saudi Arabia want
here
that match? They want like
how
Hogan.
Great is it going to be when all the Saudis go fiend.
Start chanting.
Hank heads burst.
Start chanting for Orange Cassidy to come out. They're all smart. The smart revolution has now hit Saudi Arabia.
Well, Vince, can we have Cody Rhodes? No, I told you.
That's going to end with another crappy finish, doesn't it? Being Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
These shows are just house shows.
I can't wait. He's going to burn it down.
The world will burn down if they do like another Hell in a Cell-esque finish, though. Which is probably going to happen.
That probably is going to happen, actually.
In this Falls Count Anywhere match.
Oh, someone says they'll do a DQ in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sure. Great. I hope it all burns down.
They'll end in countout. That's what I was saying this week.
Also, I've got to mention, Corey Graves. This just flew under the radar, I think. Maybe you mentioned it on W2F. I'm sorry I didn't see it. He happened to do another quote where he just like, cheat if you can or whatever. And that quote was to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've already forgotten. George Hackenschmidt, I think it was there. It's like, yeah, it doesn't count if you're not cheating or whatever. Something like that. But it was a ridiculous quote that he never said. But it's something that he would never say because George Hackenschmidt's whole thing was like, he's like this beautiful athlete. He's like the Kurt Angle of the whatever period he was in. So he never would have said that. So I was like, oh, is that his gimmick? His new gimmick is doing false quotes to people. So his gimmick is Matt Stryker. If so, Corey Graves, it was a work all along. No worries, mate. Keep it up.
It was an emotional thing on Total Divas, wasn't it? Was it Total Divas? Is that the show Carmella's on now? It was a thing of a... From earlier this year when it all booted off, just her like crying, like, and her Corey consoling and stuff. Oh. And I was like, oh.
He's been bragging about that. Oh my God, Carmella at the outside. She'll be fine later. That's what we've been doing on commentary. I mean, fair play.
But I Total Divas going real. Natty goes to Ronda's farm. I wish I'd go to Ronda's farm.
What?
Ronda's got a farm. She's got goats and a donkey. I'd love to go. I love goats, me.
Was Ronda there?
Aye. Having to play with the goats and whatnot. I think Natty's got a... Because Natty's like... Crap. I don't know if a city girl is the right phrase to use. Like, you know, she's got a Louis Vuitton handbags and her cats and a nice house and whatnot. She goes to the farm and gets... She seems to get dragged into a lake by a donkey or something. It looks hilarious, Matthew. Matthew.
Wow. So you're telling me I'm not watching Total Divas and missing out on $99 talking to a goat? God, you know what?
I went to Colchester Zoo recently and they've got a fine selection of goats there. All shapes and sizes, different colours. Fantastic. Colchester Zoo.
AEW. In the tag team tournament, Scorpio Sky replaces Daniels after Pentagon gave Daniels a... What's the name of his move?
Package pile driver.
Yes. Package, does that have a special name? The Pentagon driver.
Maybe.
Nah, it's crap, that, isn't it?
It looked like he shoots did it, though.
Oh, it looked nasty.
Oh, it looked horrible.
A shoot pet.
It looked like he started his head off the ramp. Daniels looked horrible.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And yeah, was still able to beat SCU with victorious over the Best Friends.
So Scorpio Sky came out in his Adidas, as the Americans say.
My Adidas.
Yes, and John Master J, run. And then lost his Adidas because...
He lost one of them because Chuck Taylor removed
it. Because
the Best
Friends were being heels.
Yeah.
It sort of fits Chuck Taylor.
Worst friends.
Heel, bit his toes, but then the next one he just threw it himself. Yeah. And then they threw it back. And everyone went, oh! And then the ref went...
It was a cracking shot, like.
No fun for you. Yeah, it was.
Right in the middle of the ring.
Mm. Yeah, but who threw it?
The crowd. Someone in the crowd.
Right.
It's not like Cena.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, yeah, right. But then, yeah, the ref threw it out. It's his shoe.
I know.
It's not a foreign object.
The Scorpius guy wanted to put it back on because he was bent down ready to pick it up, but Rick Knox was like, whoop!
Oh my God, a shoe. It's mine! You're not paying attention, mate. And then, speaking of replacements, Luchasaurus is out.
Hamstring injury, apparently.
Yeah. So they said it was a non-contact hamstring, whatever that means.
He's pulled a hammy.
Going for a run, pulled a hammy. Done a Craig Bellamy. Easy for me to say. Aye. Those were the days.
Anyway. And so, Lucha Brothers came out. And they were proper diddlers here, weren't they?
They were what?
They were diddlers. You heard me.
We haven't said that word on this illustrious podcast for months.
Have we not?
I don't think so.
Has there been a diddler?
We've said it in the mailbag if someone's gone like, oh, diddlers.
I like it. Oh. Sticking with it. Well, it'll be funny if he sees me, he goes, diddler? they come out and we're like, where's Luchasaurus? Like, Marco Stunt and Jungle Boy? Aww.
I liked it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I thought they were great. Yeah. Not Luchasaurus, Baby Saurus.
Right, so I didn't see awesome. That at first, because I think that took place like during an ad break or something. So on
you don't watch on Fight TV?
Of course I did, I just missed it, because I went to the toilet during the ad break. But, I saw that Boss Morrissey lad on Twitter who does some funny tweets.
I love Boss Morris.
And he tweeted about it. And I think I and many others assumed that he was just saying, like, just for a joke, like one of his jokey things. Like, I liked it when Penta called him Baby Saurus instead of Luchasaurus. And everyone was like, oh, good one. And then he was like, here's footage of it. And I was like, oh.
Baby Saurus.
Baby Saurus.
Baby Saurus.
So good.
I love he doesn't speak English very well, but he knows Baby Saurus. Yeah. Baby Saurus. And then this was great because Marco Stunt is the third wheel of the team because they don't Jungle Boy and Lucha don't need him.
Yeah.
But Marcus Dutton needs them. So yeah, they needed to make him look good against this team. Otherwise if this came out beat
him, against
like,
Marcus.
No, I'm building up to something. But that's what I mean though. That's his role. Mm. You know. And so to get him over, it doesn't mean anything if they beat him quickly, 1, 2, 3, got some offense on Penta. And that was enough for some people to hate him even more. Had the opposite effect, as it turns out, already. But I loved it, because I've never seen Pentagon hamming up this much as a bad guy. God, the Pentagon and Phoenix were just on fire.
Yeah, it was great.
On fuego, as Mauro would say. That's what he says, right?
Yeah. In fuego. Yeah. He had a great line on this week's NXT, the finish of, we'll get on to it
later, I guess. Yeah, what do you guys think of this? Do you think the Marco Stunt was good, bad?
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
That was fantastic, mate.
Good.
That was a wonderful story.
I don't want to see him get absolutely squashed in every match he's in. And it's not like he was dominating. He was just having brief flashes of hope. And then they'd, like, kill him some more. And then he broke his arm. And then
Yeah, great. I loved it. So, I love him hamming it up. Oh.
But the tag. Phoenix charges across the ring. Hot tag to Pentagon, who's just stood in the ring. and they just tag each other.
Yeah.
And
referee's discretion, though.
Referee goes, tag, lad in the crowd. You see him go like, what? It's really good.
This was the big issue, because I really enjoyed last night's episode as well, but this is the first time I've had a big issue with something.
Mm-hmm.
Rules in an AEW.
It's like Dick and Dom in the bungalow at AEW.
We had the street fight at the end, rules were being applied, Jericho was getting countered while he was having a submission and Darby was holding the ropes in a street fight. You had that tag, you had the Moxley and Omega attack a few weeks ago. That was a load of bollocks as well, in my opinion. Mm. Rules need to be established.
They have established them. The rules are...
There are none.
When it fits, it fits. All right. And it's like, okay, I guess that works. Kind of like having rules, though. Mm. Not going to lie. But yeah, this worked well. And it was nice, actually, because Marcus Stunt is the unimportant one. However, at least Jim Ross called him by his real name during this. Not Jungle Boy Jack.
Or Jungle Jack Boy.
Or Jungle Jim Boy. Or Jungle Jim, whatever Jim Ross Jack, thought about that exact
Jack
moment.
Jack of the Jungle. Here he is.
Yeah, Jack of the Jungle. Yeah, because me and Ross thought about this. Immediately after, every time he said the name, how he wanted to say it, some people were like, Jungle Boy with the hot tag.
Jungle Jack Perry.
Jungle Boy Jim Ross.
It got to a point where he just went, Jungle Boy, and then it was just silence for a little while. He got really annoyed at Excalibur.
And John Moxley turned on Pac. Before that bit, go on.
Riho beat Britt Baker as well.
That's right.
Because this is a condensed version.
I saw someone on Reddit say, what's this bollocks with Riho being booked like Hulk Hogan?
What?
That's who I think of when I watch Riho.
She's nicked two wins. I think she rolled up Nyla as well, didn't she? I can't remember that far back.
No, she'd need her a lot of times.
She'd need her a lot of times. She nicked two wins, we should say. Yeah. Not dominating fashion like Hogan.
She didn't slam her like Andre.
You heard it here first. Riho, the next Hulk Hogan.
Next defense when she takes two right hands to the face and she starts going,
woo!
You!
The next one to join Stardom. And also, during the Fight TV version of this, Moxie and Pac killing Ty on the outside. This made me so happy inside.
Was it the high
Mox is chilling. Crowd out of nowhere. Because I don't know where they filmed this one, but the crowd, CZ-dub, CZ-dub. And you go, oh.
It's Philadelphia.
Was it Philly?
Yeah.
That was nice. Because like a lot of CCW fans, they remember when Mox was around, they ain't watched it in 2019. And Mox turned on Pac during the tag team match and walked out.
Like Stone Cold Steve himself.
No, like Hogan.
Like Hogan, yeah. Oh, like Macho to Hogan.
That's right, yeah.
You've got
lust in your eyes for Kenny Omega.
I absolutely loved Pac here because he was like, no, I'm a record, don't get DQ'd, I'm on a winning streak.
He
I want
picked
a
up barbed wire with his bare hands.
Oh, he was bleeding.
Silly man.
Oh.
What a lad.
And then got absolutely, and his sell of it I really liked as well because he looked confused and pained as well. He was like, what? Has he just done that to me?
What's this?
And he wake up the next morning.
You see his face when he gives him, he like flips the bird at him. And you see Pac, he's having a go, and then a proper Geordie way, you see his eyes now, he's like, what's that for? It's really good.
He haven't felt pain since Andy Cole left with Man United. Anyway, they wrestle next week. That should be good. Then Jericho beat Darby Allin with help from undefeated MMA star Jake Hager.
Hagar
to his friends, right?
Jericho's really pushing the champion thing as well, and the bubbly, of course.
Yeah, because everything he does becomes a meme. Hopefully not the thing he's just done this week where he's a KKK member.
What?
It's in the James...
I've not seen. He's on the Jane Silent Bob film.
Jane Silent Bob. He's I don't know what...
I thought it was a real...
You see someone trending
on Twitter, you're like, oh, what have they done? And then it's just like, they've got a new film coming out. That's exactly what
I've taken
a
big risk on WTF because I'm like, oh, I've got exclusive footage of the Inner Circle's latest meeting. It's just him going peekaboo out the bottom of the map.
Oh.
I don't know how it's going to go down. We'll see.
Yeah.
I ran it by Sam and Richard, and Sam and Richard both said it was fine.
All right.
Everyone knows it's from a film, don't they?
I guess so.
If they don't now, they will. They go see Jane, Silent Bob, but it's a bit new. Yeah. But
I love the context, though. Why is Jericho playing himself in me? I don't know. Context.
Well, is it a KKK guy that loses his hood when he goes to a steak restaurant?
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Also, the fact that I noticed that, I thought you were going to bring up, but you didn't. He tweeted, hey, it's me in the film, blah, blah, and he used hashtag KKK.
No.
Did he? Oh.
Why?
That popular hashtag.
You know, spread it with your friends. Get it trending. And NXT.
Oh, no, wait. The Derby match was good.
The Derby, what?
Allin, not the time we had.
You know me.
He was really good, and as he always is now when he gets these big matches, he really pulls it out of the bag, Darby Allin. He like had Champ written all over his body. He had Champ on his skateboard. I think in an Evolve feud once, he got Champ tattooed under his lip, and he didn't win.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think it was against Zack Sabre Jr.
Embarrassing wow. Tattoo's Facebook page.
No rag rat.
So he looked good, but I don't like how he submitted. Because his whole thing is like, I don't care about pain.
Yeah, you think we'll like pass out with the pain or like WrestleMania 13 or something.
Or just get pinned. But he did a lot of cool moves without using his hands. Yeah. So that was good.
There was two things on this though. Love the show, very entertaining. Yay, Pentagon. But there's two things. One, I'm surprised they had a title match when they've been bigging up Cody versus Jericho for so long. Surprised they had that on TV.
I love the video package, but I was like, do that next week.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, they're doing the cut to the fans going, oh, like that, way too often. But they're not, people aren't going, it always came afterwards. So it's like, my God, what a move. They cut to someone going, like that.
I thought they're doing better than WWE do with that sort of thing.
WWE stopped doing it.
Yeah, but they always used to get it wrong. And then last night they had a few where someone was going,
okay.
Almost as if they were plants. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
I mean, if you are, that's what you use a plant for. Yeah. Anyway.
He's getting pizza for dinner. Secrets of wrestling revealed. The stunned granny and all that. It's brilliant.
He's getting pizza, but...
The kid gets autographs, you know, everyone takes autograph books around. Yeah.
Harley Race was in that.
He was. God. He was the booker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. NXT, Ciampa and Tegan Nox both returned from it. Well, this is not true, actually. As they said on NXT, Tegan Nox finally returned. She's had two matches in NXT UK.
She has, yeah, she has.
But does that not count?
In condensing this, I just shoved them together.
No, but WWE said that as well. You're just quoting.
I know.
I'm not shooting the messenger, as tempting as it is. And also, yeah, Tommaso Ciampa wrestled Angel Garza. I thought this was a fun match because, to me, Angel Garza was like, well, here comes Tommaso Ciampa. He's the mutt's nuts. He's number one guy and everything else. So I think in his head, he's like, I'll just oversell everything, like Shawn Michaels versus Hogan. And Jump was not ready for it. So it was a bit weird, actually. He's like, punch. No.
What is that? I've not seen NXT again yet.
Maybe you'll have a different opinion to me, but I'm like, all right, well, I'll make this guy look as best as possible. And Jump was like, oh. I was expecting him like, rah, I'm Thor or something. So also, he had an awkward moment where he stamped on the Mexican flag. That went down well.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Twitter loved that. And Tegan Nox also beat Tay Conti.
Yeah,
respectively. Those celebrations were ruined. New Spirit Era interrupted Ciampa's win and F footage of themselves taking out Velveteen Dream, and most importantly, Velveteen Dream's glasses backstage.
Yeah, I got heat.
No. Shocking. Tegan is mocked by Shayna and an MMA horsewoman. Shayna tells Tegan that she hasn't earned a title shot.
Yeah,
she hasn't.
Great reaction from Tegan, when the music hits, because she's all happy and stuff. Like, how does it feel to be back in NXT? She's like, it's so good. Shayna's music hits, she goes like, oh, it's like anime, Matthew. I don't watch anime, but you'll understand.
It's like anime.
As we all know,
good job impersonating Raw commentators.
WWE is redneck anime. That was sign this week.
No, I learned that.
It's redneck anime. That's really good.
That's been a thing for a while online. Redneck anime. And you're like, you know what? Yeah. All right, fine. Dijakovic versus Lee. In a North American number one contendership match. Makes sense, because it's thought it's feud since Nas and Jay-Z. And... however, really strong, taps his head, smart like wrestler, attacks both, so the match is thrown out. So Regal makes it a triple threat.
You idiot, Roddy. Have you never watched wrestling before? Maybe he's banking on that. Maybe he thinks they'll take each other out in the triple threat and he can sneak a win.
So that's Regal. What are you going to do? I have any idea. Roddy gets the night off next week. Damien Priest, last seen on Father Ted, beats Pete Dunne in the main event after a low blow behind the referee's back.
Yeah.
Oh, what else happens? Loads of
matches. Mauro's lying. Bullseye.
Oh, when he kicked him in the
nuts. Hoofed him in the nuts.
Yes, Mauro.
Bullseye. I laughed. I was about to say it wasn't stitches. I wasn't quite in stitches. I laughed.
It was a good kick to the balls. It wasn't as good as AJ's to Shinsuke that time, which was brilliant. Do you remember that?
Oh,
really good kick to the dick.
Yeah, you look like enjoying yourself there. And that was a lot of wrestling. What else was there? MLW.
MLW.
Oh, go on, anyway, Power.
Power, Aaron Stevens was there. Cole Cabana came out and introduced his new tag partner. Like, well, who on earth is it? And he's like, I'll tell you, it's... And then he gets cut off. Mr. Oh, everyone came alive. It was the Mr. Anderson pot.
Oh.
Came out looking...
Mr. Anderson. Yeah.
And then he went, Anderson again, and the interviewer bumped basically for it. He was like, oh, it was really good. I didn't watch
that's
any
finish
of the
finisher on 2K20.
Yeah. What happened on MLW?
Can't remember. Brought it up. And it's, oh, no, it's the one they did with the crash. So it's in
Mexico.
Mexico. Mm-hmm. So MJF is there. So, of course, imagine first things out of his mouth there. Well, when's the wall getting built? So, yeah, they were big fans of that. And yeah, I like MLW. Doesn't get enough love. And I realize I brought it up. I have nothing to say about it. Just that I like it. It's weekly. It's an hour long. It's all right.
Lance Archer is the new.
That's right. Yeah,
he's the new IWGP United States champion. And it's his first singles career, a singles title in 11 plus years. Bless you.
Thank you.
In 11 plus years of wrestling.
Mm.
Well done. And he had a great G1. He's really improved at like 40 odd. Yeah. And yeah, he deserves it. Fair play.
Is he 40?
40 odd. Well, he was used to be in TNA in like 2003 or something.
Dallas. Cash.
With his back tattoo, which is now a full on, it's expanded like round his back.
So usually I'm with tattoos.
Yeah. Look at Sam. He's only got one. No.
Christ. Cool. I think that's enough wrestling in the week of wrestling bit. That's been broken up in several bits. Unless there's anything else.
No.
Going once, going twice. No more wrestling.
Let's have a rummage in our mailbags.
Now time to have a look in the mailbag. Question number one. Hey, guys. I had to pause the episode midway to say that, must be in the last week's, to say there's absolutely no way teens are getting effed up on booze tampons in any orifice.
I've had a number of people contact me about this and have had conflicting reports. Some say it's just a rumour, some say it's actually happening.
Well, I'll get the question out and then we'll have opinions. Not only are tampons designed to trap and keep liquids and thus also be difficult to insert, but the physical pain the alcohol would induce in such sensitive tissue would be enough to make you yank it out immediately and feel a visceral, he was in the ministry, unsolvable sting well after. It's nothing but urban legend about how stupid teens are supposed to be. There's a Snopes page from, 2009 about it. Jesus Christ, I can't believe I have to tell you this. F word censored. Anyway, which wrestlers do you think would be the best to hook? I vote Kenny Omega. His arms are so big and he looks like a friend. At Gucci from San Francisco. Do I keep on reading the next bit?
So that was one.
Yep.
Now we've got this one.
Okay. One,
and it's going to be like, ooh. Okay. It's like AEW and NXT.
Oh, all right. One on the USA Network, 1B. Hi, lads. I work at middle school in the US, and that answer your question about kids getting drunk off of alcohol-soaked tampons. I can partially verify it, as I have heard students talk about this one before. What I can 100% verify is that I have students get caught drinking Sprite, spiked with codeine, and I can't read that, cough medicine, of what the hip kids call lean.
Drank. Mm. Purple drank.
Yeah, I know purple drank. I don't know lean. Lean.
I think it's the same thing.
All right. Cheers.
Isn't that what the Street Profits are meant to be insinuating when they've got the...
Seen that name that you maybe try and read.
Nick.
Cheers, Nick.
Whoa, I didn't even think.
You think you could come
No. Relative of Chris R from The Room.
Anyway, so stuff, blah, blah, blah. Moving on. Yeah, so conflicting reports there from two people shove tampons of booze up there, whatever.
The saga rolls on.
Wow. I'm glad that's the hard-hitting thing we have to discuss.
Which way
are you
leaning? Which way am I leaning? Yeah.
Towards the tampon or away from the tampon, Ross?
I've got no idea. I can't imagine doing it ever, when I was 16.
But the first person is right about these always these things that go around to scare people. Wasn't that the lipstick game?
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, that was one that had absolutely...
What's the lipstick game?
So it was a thing that went around where teens were meant to be going to these crazy sex parties behind their parents' back. Mm. Called lipstick parties, and basically everyone would wear a different color of lipstick and then pleasure each other, and then you'd collect rings of colored lipstick around
and
your
cock would look like a fruit pastel lollipop,
like a rainbow,
I guess.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
But I've never been to one.
I've been to lots of crazy parties. That's never happened. Because how does one person do that much? Whatever.
Anyway,
not to think too much about that.
But now I went to a lipstick party.
I did that, mate. Christ.
It probably happened once, and then, I don't know.
I went to one of them. Yeah, did you?
Might as well mention the other thing that got brought up in this section of the Joe Rogan podcast, and that was Bert Kreischer when he was at college, or whatever they call it over there, uni.
No, they call it college.
No, two-way round, but carry on.
Everyone used to shout, what was it, arse chug or something?
Butt chug,
maybe.
Arse chug?
Chug.
Chugging beer out of...
Arse chug, that was just, and then people would just whack their kecks down and then shove a funnel up their arse and then pour the beer in, and then someone have to put it into the glass and then drink the glass. And Bert was like, "Yeah, we used to do all the time."
Where's he from?
America. I think he was at, when he was at college, he was in Florida, I think.
Okay, cool.
Florida's meant to be
don't go there.
Dirty state.
Jesus. I mean, this shows how bad people know alcohol tastes, right? You put a tampon, you shove it up your ass, it tastes exactly the same.
Could you imagine drinking a pint that has been in another person's ass? Because I couldn't.
What type of what drink is it?
I'm not.
Doesn't matter?
I'm not.
If it's Red Stripe,
so
there's been no difference.
Hey, rugby weirdos.
And Red Stripe. And yeah. We told simultaneous jokes.
Sorry, what was yours?
Popped for them both. No, I've never been on a rugby team, so I don't know what it's like.
Oh,
drink
okay.
Beer out of
oh, right.
But
right.
I have been on a rugby team, but it was at school, so it's fine.
Okay. They were still on the White Lightnings back then. So, okay. So, moving on from this bizarre thing, who would you most like to hug in wrestling? Or who would be the best hug?
The Big Show would be nice.
I was going to say, yeah, surely a big wrestler is going to be, you know, one of those nice arms.
You know what?
Like hugging a bear.
You know who's got a deceptively friendly face when he's not in character?
You?
Deceptively. Sorry. A deceptively friendly face.
Sorry, Jack.
Rampage Brown. Do you not think? Oh, he's
yeah,
a lovely man.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't really see much of him outside of the wrestling character, so I can't imagine him.
Oh, he's the nicest. Oh, he's the
he
nicest
really
bloke.
Is.
He's really nice.
He was one of the ones I was scared to go and meet when we used to work back there, but he turns out he's a very nice man.
Really nice bloke.
I think the only positive thing I did was he was coming out the ring one time and was the Hatebreed song. Oh,
yeah.
And it stopped playing before I got the chorus in the ring and I went, and the spit in my face. But he went,
nice.
Like yeah. Thanks,
he
man.
I think I've told this story before, but I was outside the venue in the weird warehouse that we had for the first show in Biker. And he just, so the outside.
Smackhead Central.
So the outside bit, the locker room like spilled to the outside bit just because there's not enough room. And he was warming up and that, doing his stretches, and I was just staying out of everyone's way, looking probably very scared. And he walked past and just went like, do I look cool? I've never talked to him, but I was like, yeah, man. And he was like, cheers. And as his music, he just walked straight in. I was like, I'm never going to be that cool. Like, what the hell? But, you know.
It's good that he did that. Do I look cool? And say, like, I know. Or something. Hug. Who would you want to hug?
Rampage Brown.
Oh, okay.
Big Show.
What big wrestlers do I know?
Volta, surely.
Matt Riddle.
He didn't like Volta anymore.
Do you
no,
know?
I mean, I like him, but the love of Walter is gone now that he's hacked to Imperium.
Mm. He's sold his soul, has he?
He's sold his soul for sausage rolls, that's right. I'm going to say Matt Riddle because him not only being jacked, he's also MMA dude, so he knows all the pressure points for the best optimum hug.
Or the worst as well.
Well, you know, he likes me. I hope.
Who was it? Was it Sean Stasiak who's the chiropractor these days?
Yeah.
Sean Stasiak as well.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Wait, hug it. Wait. You walk around like this. Thanks, Sean. Question number two. Hello, fellow boy toys. Okay. I have something I think you would find interesting. It's in capital letters. I cannot stand the way Earl Hebner counts pins. Okay, great. If you watch any Attitude Era or New Generation match with Earl Hebner, when he counts a pin and he knows that it isn't the match-winning pin, he will do a freaking seal flop when he goes to count three. And it drives me up the effing wall, capital letters, every single time. It has gotten to the point where whenever I watch a match where Earl is the referee, I know he's going to hop in the air like a whale trying to get oxygen right before it dies. What the fuck? Thank you for the best wrestling content on YouTube. What's your lad's favourite referee in the industry from Malloy Boy Toy?
Fellow Boy Toys.
Oh, yeah. Now I get it. Hello, Boy Toy. Member.
Boy Toy.
Whatever. Boy Toy Club.
Favourite ref?
Favourite ref?
Mine's not Earl, and it's for that very reason.
Okay.
I really agree. It,
you were a Dave fan.
Yeah.
Tell you what, my least favourite was Nick Patrick, the way he used to count pins. His arm would like fold in several different ways.
He, like a Starcade 97 when he did it?
He used to be very slow as well.
So who is it who does the weird sideways one?
Sideways pin?
Can't think.
I don't know. I don't really pay that much attention to referees, which you're not supposed to.
Mike Yoda's my favourite, though. Not when he's trying to cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase and still confused 15 years later. Carmella when she's trying to do it. But when he's counting, I've never seen a guy be so excited to count. And it just fills my heart with joy. I'm not going to do it now because it'll break the microphones. But it's a fantastic sight seeing Mike Yoda count to 10.
I have a little niche just for the run at WrestleMania. Or who was the baddie ref? It was one of the Armstrongs, wasn't it?
Yeah, Brad.
Yeah.
Scott Armstrong.
Scott Armstrong, thank you. I forget the context, but he was the bad, like the authority ref, wasn't seen for months, and he reappeared in one of the shows in like 2014. And Michael Cole, who couldn't remember what was happening from one week to the next, went, "It's the bad ref! It's the bad one!" Oh,
I liked a lot of the refs that we met doing the wrestling, but Chris Sharp's a lovely man. You know Chris Sharp?
Oh, I know him, yeah.
He's American. He's married to one of the Blossom twins.
He's American?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think the right one.
Yeah, no. No, you're not.
I'll try and pretend I am. Yes,
he's in NXT
him.
UK now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's American.
Often him and Joel are breaking people up backstage, yeah.
I'm sure I've spoken to him in real life.
He's a lovely man.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And also Jumpin' John.
Jumpin' John
NCL,
from North. John 4.
John 4. Oh, God. That you made me do it.
That happened in the match that I was in. No one remembers this because I was. Never mind.
Yeah.
Overshadowed my running. Anyway. Yeah.
Nah, because he was a bit daft to begin with, because he was bring like referee T-shirts and that. But he's actually just become very respected by being good at your job.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, lad. Hello, diddlers. I hope everything is going well. I have quite the story to share. I bet you do. I once nearly concussed myself while listening to one of the old podcasts. Right. Basically, what happened was, I was laying in bed with my head a few centimeters away from the solid wall behind me. My cat was beside me while I was watching. Anyway, at one point, one of her whiskers brushed against my nose, tickling it. As I went to scratch it, for some reason, there was a delay in my brain and I didn't recognize my own hand, got a fright and slammed my head back into the wall. Give me one hell of a headache.
So you went...
My head still... Whose hand is that?
Yeah.
My head... my head still hurts thinking of it. What he's trying to say is, because your mum must watch the podcast, I was off me gourd on weed. Anyway, we know. We'll cut that bit out.
Or he had several tabs open.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whose hand is this hand? Wait, what was that used to be called? A phantom? Anyway, my question is, what is the dumbest way any of you have hurt yourselves?
What was the dog from The Inbetweeners called? When Jay's?
Benji.
Benji.
Yeah.
The cat was called Benji.
Yes, that's right. What is the dumbest way any of you have hurt yourselves? Thank you for all the laughs and being the main reason I got back into wrestling. Oh, back when the main guys were back in Name Redacted. Keep up the good work. Liam from South Africa.
Thank you, Liam. Cross that one off the map.
Oh, yeah, where's the map? Okay, dumb ways you've hurt yourself. Oh, okay.
I've got one.
Yeah. Go on, Ross.
I picked old-fashioned cigarette lighters.
In cars.
I just didn't know what it was when I was about 10. Pressed it in, waited until it popped back out, picked it up, and went,
oh, my God.
And I went to like a function my auntie put on for... That's why I was in the car. I was going there, so I had to sit there. I was about 10 or 11, maybe. Just sat there with me thumb and a pint of Coke for about 4 hours.
Oh,
that's the dumbest way I've hurt myself.
That's pretty... Yeah.
It's pretty stupid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. But did you do it again?
No.
There you go. Go on, Jack.
Mine wasn't a serious injury, but it stinged. It stung.
Zephyrons gave you a powerbomb.
Yeah. Me and my mate were like 9, 10, just riding around the block on our bikes. You know, you used to go on your bike and that.
Yeah.
And I used to think I was class because I learned how to ride with no hands. I was like, hey, look at me. Try and do all that clever stuff. And he dared me to try and like skim my like the back of like my trousers, whatever I was wearing, on the back wheel as I was going along. So I sat right back and it just gripped my trousers and my boxers and just left a skid, like a literal skid mark off the wheel up my arse cheek, and it hurt like I couldn't sit down. Really funny. had to cycle home standing up on the bike.
That's impressive.
Thank you. That's the stupidest way I've ever hurt myself.
Good one. At a party a few years ago, a bit drunk, merry, and I was like, they had a mattress out in the main room, don't know why. And I went, all right, cool, look at this. And I decided to give it a leg drop like Hogan. knowing.
How old were you in yours?
I was
about 10 as well. How old were you?
It was a few years ago. I was in my early 30s. And so I gave this mattress a leg drop, not knowing there was no spring whatsoever in it. So I jumped up high, think it was a nice soft landing, and instead just slammed it like concrete, no give whatsoever. And was in that much pain, I think I went blacked out for like a second. Like legitimately, like your brain just goes, whoa, that hurt a lot. I'm going away for a bit.
Would have been poked by your spine.
So did that. I was just like, stood up and had to like walk around like that. And just got a bruised coccyx for ages. And
did
this
you
was
break your
worked.
Tailbone?
No, I hope not. But I bruised it. But this is when I worked at HMV. So cool, try not to use your back. Cool. bending down to put all the DVDs and games. I think every minute of every day doing those shifts, I was just like, walking around like I had rickets. Oh, fantastic. Just because I had to drunkenly give a mattress a leg drop. Now it's time for Reese's Pieces. The game's so good. What do they do?
They're named after it. There's a sweet in America in that.
That's right. The beautiful chemistry. So, first time watching this. Now there's three people, partners. Yeah, three
this one's this a time. Triple one.
A
yeah.
Triple one. Triple threat. Like that. And you are going to have to name your favourite as quick as possible.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Are you ready?
Thanks for that explanation.
I haven't forgotten what I'm saying. Honest. I'm just being dramatic. All
as
right.
quickly as possible, please.
All right. Number one. Fabio Colaccini, Joey Barton, Michael Owen.
Oh, my Colaccini. God.
Michael Owen, because he did stuff for England.
Joey Barton. Number two, just because half of Scotland like me, because he played for the other team. No. Right. Number two, the one Billy Gunn, Billy from Billy and Chuck, or Kip James from VKM.
The one Billy Gunn, just because of the theme.
Yeah, agreed.
That's exactly, yeah. Look at all I've
the
got.
Sax. Oh.
Everything you wish you had. God, give it all to me. Great. Three, AAA. CMLL or Lucha Underground?
Underground.
Lucha Underground.
Oh, AAA. So good. Now that Conan take Noah and get rid of Vampiro, who's an idiot. Number four. 24-7, 7-11. What? Oh, right. I see what they're doing. It's different versions of R-Truth. Do you want the 24-7-11 R-Truth, Little Jimmy R-Truth, or NWA Champion Ron Killings?
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy. Nothing beats that.
With his tab.
Yeah. Where's R-Truth's T-shirt? R-Truth doesn't have a T-shirt. Because that's your dad. Number five. Jesus, I am the table, or you talk too much.
Jesus,
I like you talk too much.
I like I am the table just for the sake of that.
He's done it. He's chosen one of his own things.
That's weird. That's weird for me. Sorry. Number six, Mystery of Darkness Undertaker, American Badass Undertaker, or 04 to 2013 Undertaker.
Like post American Badass Undertaker.
I was gonna say there was two different whatever.
Yeah.
Post American Badass.
Yeah, WrestleMania Streak Undertaker, like the good matches.
Ministry.
I liked it when he was good.
He was all evil.
Okay.
Wait, do you still have American Badass as the same as Big Red?
Big Evil and American Badass.
Booger Red.
That was Booger Red, that's it, right?
The evolution of the American Badass. That was the baddest of the badasses.
I agree
always
with that.
Kicking ass, all of the ass.
You done it now.
Oh, what a tune.
Crappy match coming your way. Number two, 7 even. WrestleMania X7, NXT TakeOver New Orleans, or All In?
X7.
Oh. Just from pure quality, TakeOver New Orleans was amazing.
I mean, they're all great, but nothing has beaten X7 ever. It'll be the year 25-25, we'll still say WrestleMania X7 is the best pay-per-view of all time. SmackDown stage with The Fist, Raw's War stage 99-02, or the TNA Impact Zone stage, entrance ramps on opposite sides.
Fist.
The SmackDown Fist.
Fist.
By the way, All Elite, if you're watching this, sort it out with the tunnels. Make sure they come out separate ones. Just be heading.
Yeah. You don't want them being tunnel buddies.
Yeah.
I love the Fist.
Yeah. Cats.
From Grand Theft Auto.
I got it. Yeah, that's good. That. Cats, dogs, or owls. I read somewhere they're legal to own as pets in the UK.
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
I thought you were going to go for owls just to complete the...
Oh, you know what? Owls. Everyone is fond of owls. Okay. Even Mice and Shrews and Simon Cowell. Number 10. Adam Pacitti, Sam Driver Tweddle, or Jennifer Louise Warnsomble. Oh, is that the guy's name?
Warnsomble's the name, man. Jennifer Louise Warnsomble. That's her surname. There it is.
Just to see what it is, I'm going to pick Jennifer Louise Warnsomble. Just imagine her dressed as Boudicca for some reason.
Jennifer
Give
Louise
Give her her full name. Jen Louise Warnsomble.
Warnsomble.
Look how it's printed. I thought it just went to the next thing.
Next time I see you, like Miss Warnsomble.
So just to see what it's
from
like.
From the Warrensemble family, you know. God. Sorry, what was your answer?
Just to see what it's like, Jennifer Louise Warrensemble, just dressed as Boudicca.
We want our freedom. I obviously think they're all class, but I'm going to, for one moment in particular, I'm going to go for Pacitti for when me, him and Ross were on the reactor when he popped the Bucks Fizz in it. Bucks Fast. Buck Fast. What was it?
Bucks Fizz.
Bucks Fizz. Bucks Fizz. He popped the Bucks Fizz in his own face and it went everywhere. It was great.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Sam Driver Tweddle, because he has the same reference pool of dumb nerd stuff as me. So
what was that thing he got yesterday? He's gone home now. I'll ask him. The Lord of the Rings thing. Did you see it?
What's Taddy?
No, it's like a thing his dad got him.
I don't know.
Just like he's watching films, but like with Japanese subtitles. I don't know if I've just missed the boat there completely, but that's what the picture looked like.
He got a pachinko machine.
What's a pachinko machine?
Oh, right. He loved them in Tokyo, yeah.
You know, pinball machines where you can like go left and right with a flippy thing, yep, to try and get the ball? Yeah, this is nothing like that. You just watch the ball go down, and they are insanely popular in Japan to the point where video game companies and presumably film companies as well are tying in their products with that and spending just as much money on them as they are real stuff because they make so much money.
It's almost more like a fruit machine. Kind of thing,
yeah,
spins,
but with less
it?
Control.
Yeah, you've got.
Am I married to a weeb?
Yes, you are. Your son was a weeb.
Did you not talk to him for more than five minutes before?
We just go to bed.
That's pretty brave. So, how did you guys meet there? Was it like his car keys were in a pool of.
That's how the what culture office, that's what they do when you walk in.
Yeah.
And then we met there.
We'll put different colours of lipstick on.
Okay, thank you very much. Tampons for saving that dying segment there, Jack.
Endless supply of tampons as well.
Yeah.
So oh, funny that.
It's Cultaholics. The question.
Wow, what a great podcast. And
wait, what's that thing? Wow, guys, I'm having fun. Is this an advert starting? And while we're having fun,
make sure you check out.
I'm trying to make it sound natural.
Wow, what a great
You've
podcast.
Never sounded like that ever.
That's not
trying to be a human being.
That was very Jericho when he's. Well, and before we hear more about your troubles with creative in WWE,
should we just go off like walk off on your own? Just say that.
Check out MeUndies.
Check me out in my film. # KKK.
Can we start every big question with that now?
Yeah.
Wow, what a great podcast.
We've had some good times here, some bad times.
Like Bob Ross.
Oh, machine. Oh,
right, okay. What are we talking about?
It's
a big question. Wow, what a great big question we have for you guys today. Yeah. Brought to you by Crispy M&Ms or something. What is your favorite controversial wrestling opinion?
Oof.
And I know that most opinions you have online, there's going to be some that disagree with you. What's one you've had that no one agrees with you on? It's a good one, that. Because we brought this question today because there's not a lot happening that's going to get us clicks. So might as well just talk crap.
No way. We've talked about it. It's been a great podcast. It's been a really good podcast.
I've had fun. I don't know about you guys.
Wow, what a great podcast. Okay,
what a great podcast.
You hold a sign up to this.
Anyway. I'm trying to think of one.
Controversial wrestling opinion.
Well, is it controversial to say that... people generally regard Undertaker as one of like the greatest of all time, don't they?
Yeah.
I think he might be marginally overrated, that's all.
Well, people would agree with you, so I would argue with that, because, yeah, he was had the bizarre, you know, Benjamin Button career of being crap for the first 10 years, then suddenly getting one of the best on the planet.
I feel like if it wasn't for the streak, obviously the streak's amazing, but if it wasn't for the last few matches of the streak, we'd maybe have a totally different opinion. I thought the American Badass was really not wise as well. That was silly. He was like, do you remember that match he had with Kurt Angle for the title?
That's the one that always gets brought up by Sully. Yeah.
And it's just like, so I don't know. That's mine because I can't think of a better one. And I'm not saying that I don't think Undertaker's good. Obviously, I think he's amazing or was. But I've never had that same connection with him as a lot of people do. Sam's a perfect example, bringing him up again. Because he's like his favorite wrestler. So I don't know.
Of course, he'd be just like him.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Tattoos.
Yeah, he does. And he's miserable all the time.
Yeah, but like Sam, like... ringtone's like...
Sam, he's a mini Jim Cornette at the same time. It's one thing I don't get with Sam.
Undertaker,
well,
Cornette.
Well, he likes proper wrestling. Like,
so yeah, he's a mini Jim Cornette, but Undertaker's his favourite wrestler.
It's like, well, I like...
I am here to bury the GIF wrestlers.
I think you...
Have you a good gimmick?
I really like Eddie's one of my favourite wrestlers and really smooth wrestlers like that. But then my favourite from childhood is Triple H, who's slow and methodical.
Why is that?
Because he thinks more.
Yeah.
Cerebral.
It's an old one, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Okay, cool. So those were non-controversial opinions, but it's good. You're too wholesome to have controversial wrestling opinions anyway, so Ross has got to have one.
I realise a lot of people hate me, so they just don't watch me stuff anymore, but like I never get like...
when you know you've made it. Yeah. I used to watch him, but now he's.
I never get that in the comments whereby it's like you have an opinion and people go, no, you're so wrong. I never really get that. So I don't know what my controversial opinions are.
Maybe people watching W2F Moments, they're expecting to get W2F Moments, right?
Yeah, so. I don't know what. Alicia Fox has got the greatest long life. I don't know.
Oh,
Mel's
that's agree.
Stopped that before it came out.
I honestly don't have a clue. Just let us know in the comments below if you think I speak bollocks. Let us know.
I'm trying to think of something. There's a lot to go through the file of facts in my head, but I'm going to go with... wrestling fans don't... How am I going to put this?
I feel like an arsehole copping out with that question.
Yeah.
My opinions are all spot on.
You know, as soon as it's afterwards, we'll walk back, oh, I had one.
Yeah.
God. I think one should be wrestling fans don't... I can't even word this. They don't criticize themselves enough when it comes to wrestling and things. They base a lot of their opinions on what they want to be.
Right.
But not necessarily what is.
Okay.
Like a pitcher's video.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's not going to work, this video, is it? But, for example, one was, I remember it really annoyed me, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, and it was the one where Sami Zayn was injured because he had the match with Cena, and he was like, yeah, all right, arm, hamstring, whatever. Hamstring. But back to front. Yeah. So they went, look, he's injured. It's going to be whatever, lights out match. It's no DQ, whatever. He had that match, and people still went, I expected more. They literally told you the man was injured. You knew this going in. And this goes back to my rant about, like, Spoony One. This is, like, 100 years ago now. Spoony One was a guy who was known, you know, when dial-up was a thing. And TNA pay-per-view, ECW Legends, Reform, yeah, and all this.
Like, was he, like,
he was a guy with the glasses, dude. He's on Twitter. He's still on Twitter now, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I said the better. Yeah, watch this. And a lot of people did watch this for Mania as well, and I love them, but they have the habit of, I'm going to watch this show. It's advertised that there's going to be a load of old ECW guys. Oh, boy. Watches it. Okay. The review. All the wrestlers were old, and they just did all the ECW tribute bits. I'm like, it's literally what was advertised as. You know, not enough wrestling fans look to themselves and criticize themselves.
Okay.
But if you say that, oof, it's not a good way. I can't even say out loud in a conversation what I'm trying to say here. So.
No, I get it, though. I get what you mean.
And I think it's controversial when people ask you, because if you make them think they're thinking, they'll love you. But if you make them actually think, they'll hate you.
And I think one thing that's really brought that, like, into relevance these days is, like, the fact that you've got the AEW and WWE now. Because by and large, the smarky wrestling internet people generally have, like, broad strokes of the same opinion. They like work rate and good stories, and they don't like older guys being put over newer guys and all that sort of stuff. They like logic and for wrestling to be serious and sensible. Or when it's, you know, like, it makes sense at least. And this AEW WWE thing, because it's divided them, now there's so many pointless arguments going on because no one can, like, really admit that they may have been wrong, you know? Everyone's made that mistake before. I've made
that
mistake.
You know what?
Mistake.
That's a great one. That none of people can say, you know what? I was wrong on that.
God, this is taking a philosophical... What a great podcast.
I hate this already. I look miserable and killing the good vibes. D'Lo Brown should have been world champion.
And I'm not trying...
D'Lo Brown was the hottest thing in the sun. He was hotter than Eiffel 95. Eiffel 95. Eiffel 65. That's how hot he was. He was 30 degrees hotter than them. In 99, famously, Armageddon 99. It was Triple H versus Vince McMahon for the You Diddled My Daughter match main event. D'Lo Brown came out and got a bigger pop than Vince McMahon.
What?
That's a fact. You can watch it on the network.
D'Lo Brown pop.
Get Audacity out and record the level of pop that D'Lo gets compared to Vince McMahon every week.
I don't think that's controversial at all because D'Lo Brown was on SMTV Live when we were kids. Vince McMahon wasn't.
Exactly. D'Lo Brown should have been world champ.
I'll get one to write. My controversial one. Michaels was better than Brett.
Oh. Oh, yes, because it's controversial, because it's wrong. Yeah, you nearly got me there.
I agree with him.
Yes, it is controversial. No, it's such a wrong thing. We're on the same
what
page.
A great podcast.
Wow, what a great podcast.
Happy days are here again.
Now, Michael's was marginally better than...
I didn't hear anything he's mumbling. On the mics. Anyway. Ah, that was a nice bunch of controversial wrestling opinions.
And by the way, when I was saying the whole, like, no one can self-criticize when I was agreeing with you, I wasn't trying to put us on a platform. We're part of it as well. I wasn't saying, like, apart from us, the three wise men.
It is funny, though. A lot of Christians seem to be like, oh, you know, those type of fans. Everyone goes, you are those types of fans. And I'm like, yeah, but we've got these posh mics.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, sometimes I should start talking about these things when I have a proper point in my head rather than rambling. I am rambling like a rabbit. Too soon. Press F.
Fifth time he's died, I think it is now. Shame.
He's getting good at it. Right. Oh, well, you hate to see it. This has been the Call It Wrestling Podcast. This is the bit where we plug things. Ross, do you have anything to plug whatsoever?
Bugger all.
That's fine. What a nice man you are.
This great podcast. What a great show. Oh, yeah, Grapple. See them at North Wrestling.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Campbell and his wrestler, his charge, Mickey the Dragon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they'll be wrestling at...
Northumbria Pro Wrestling Society.
Tom will.
Well, Tom's managing him. Northumbria Pro Wrestling.
It's only a matter of time.
Northumbria Pro Wrestling Society, tonight at the time of recording.
Pure Genesis.
Yes, that's the name of the show. Are you...
Oh, Real Genesis. Sorry.
And then they do...
Pure Genesis is a Phil Collins tribute band.
They got, they got another show, MEW, on the Sunday as well. It's a busy schedule. Tom's starting to live the life of a wrestler.
MEW.
MEW? What did I say?
You said MLW.
Did I?
Yeah.
MEW.
Sorry.
Mew.
Yeah, best Pokemon. I'm going to plug Paul London, being in Darlow. That's right, Darlow.
Darlington's a town in, in the northeast of England.
Yeah, tell the people at home what Darlington is. It's known for the flower festivals, the train museums, and that one guy who killed and ate someone.
Oh my God.
So Paul London, of course, is going to have lots to do there. Darlington's going to have a lovely
time. Isn't the guy with rice cakes and fish from Darlow as well?
The guy from rice cakes and fish?
He's like, I wake up, I have rice cakes and fish.
No, I don't know.
See?
Oh, the bodybuilder. He was a meme years ago.
I remember
he's from Darlow.
He goes through his daily like diet.
He has like 7 meals of rice cakes and fish.
A bodybuilder has rice cakes and fish.
I saw the one the other day again of the Mackham whose new lass is keeping him out of trouble. You know, I even once kidnapped my ma.
I've not seen that one.
She's like, oh yeah, you know, obviously he used to tack loads of drugs and that. And he's like, oh, he's just in the background in the kitchen going like, oh, I've probably wrong and like, I even once kidnapped my own ma.
I once said like that Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels is better than Bret Hart.
At one point she says like, he once got teased. It's just teased. It's so good. Anyway,
yeah, so go see Paul London. Yeah. If you're watching this podcast on Saturday, oh well, he was great. And as always, please put your hands in the middle of the table. Get this little guy, get his residuals by making an appearance, EC3 style. And on the count of three, say the line. 1, 2, 3.
Join us.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you think in the comments below. You can follow Cultaholic on Twitter, @Cultaholic. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Cultaholic. If you enjoy what we do, you can pledge to our Patreon at patreon.com/ Cultaholic. Hit subscribe and don't forget, join us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.